kindly fold your hands. We want to sing or say a prayer to Giriraj. Please look at Giriraj. The prayer which we will chant is a prayer where we offer our obeisances to Giriraj and two qualities of Giriraj are given there, that he destroys our miseries and he gives the highest bliss. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Shatarine Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Oh, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vansha Kalpa Taru Vaisha Kripa Shindu Vaivacha Patitanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to follow the lead of Jagatarini Mataji and Burijam Prabhu and welcome you affectionately here in the valley nearby Giriraj Govardhan for the following days of the Govardhan retreat. As you sit in the shade of the trees, the dust of Braj just very close to your body and your hearts, we are reminded of the beginning of the Govardhan retreats more than 10 years ago, where we were sitting under the shade of the trees on the bare ground and thinking very deeply about the motto of these retreats. The motto was, we wanted to move forward in our devotional service. You know a secret? When you stop moving, you die. It doesn't matter if you are an older devotee who has stopped to advance, or if you are a younger devotee who is just very new to Krishna consciousness. If you stop moving forward, you become dead in your spiritual life, irregardless of your present position. Rupa Goswami has therefore defined the qualification to attain one day this precious jewel of Krishna consciousness is eagerness. Eagerness is not something but the new devotees who are only for half a year following the process have to bring up. It's also what those who are 40 years and more in the process have to maintain. If the eagerness leaves our heart, it's like as if the glow leaves the spark. The moment where the spark becomes without any glowing, without any fire, he becomes dead. And at the moment where a devotee on his or her spiritual journey stops to think, how can I move forward? What are the next steps? Krishna, please show me the way. Giriraj, show me the way. Vaishnavas, take some mercy on me. The moment you stop asking this question, you are like a spark without the glow. There are many sparks here who do not glow any longer. You have come to the right place, my dear devotees. You have come to a place where treasures in Krishna consciousness can be given to you by the best of Krishna's servants, Giriraj. Everything is possible by the mercy of a devotee, and everything is possible by the mercy of the greatest devotee, Giriraj. He can revive even a dead person to spiritual life by showing very clearly what are the next steps to be taken. I would like to tell you just very briefly a little bit about the ontological position of Giriraj. You all know that when Krishna met Srimati Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan, he said to her, it's time for me to take an avatar on the earth, to become an avatar on the earth. I will have to set up the principles of Dharma. I have to destroy the wicked, the demons, and I also have to gladden the hearts of my devotees. Please, Radha, come along with me. Radha bluntly refused and said no. This was not the first time where Krishna heard a no from Srimati Radharani, but he was interested to know why Radha would not come with him, knowing so well that Radha's life was dependent on the presence of Krishna. Srimati Radharani answered his curiosity. She said, I cannot be at a place where there is no Yamuna and no Giriraj. So Krishna smiled. This was something he could arrange. And he turned to Yamuna Mai and says, please appear in the world. And then he turned to Giriraj Govardhan and said, please make your appearance on the planet Earth. Then he looked to Radha. Radha said, I will come now. So anyone who comes here in this mortal world has to take birth from some parents, and Giriraj also had to become the son of Drona Parvat, the king of mountains who lived at a place called Shalmiyadvip. When Giriraj appeared there, all the great mountains, Mountain Meru, the Himalayan Parvats, came and showered this best of all mountains with sufficient flowers, recognizing his superiority. And Giriraj waited there, far away from Braj, for his time to come. One day, Pulastya Rishi came, a great saint from Kashi, and he said to Drona, I'm from Kashi, but there are no mountains, and mountains are required for good meditation. There are caves on the mountains, trees on the mountain. You can sit high and have a good overview over everything. Please do come. Please give me one of your mountains. Drona said, you pick one. And Pulastya Rishi's eyes fell on Giriraj. He said, give me your son, Giriraj. Drona felt, oh no, not this one. He's the sweetest of all my progeny. But fearing the curse of the upset Rishi, who would become hot-tempered when his request would be denied, he relented. And so Pulastya said to Giriraj, come on the palm of my hand. Giriraj said, I will come, but only under condition. Never set me down on this journey to Kashi. If you set me down at one place, I will have to stay there. Okay, said Pulastya, no problem. And he chanted some mantras, and whoop, Giriraj was on the palm of his hand, and off they flew towards Varanasi. Now, as Giriraj was flowing above Braj, he looked below and saw the impossible to describe sweetness of Braj, and he knew, this is the land where my master will appear. This is the land of Krishna. And he made himself so heavy that by his increased weight, he forced Pulastya Muni down, who then set him on the earth of Braj. And when Pulastya Muni wanted to continue his journey, chant this mantras, da 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 da, come on my hand, da 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 da. Then Giriraj said, no, I stay here by the strength of our condition. Pulastya became extremely angry, but he was defeated by Giriraj, who had pressed him down. Put him down. Giriraj explained, I'm here to await the arrival of my master, Krishna, whom I wish to serve. And so don't be upset with me. I'm only a Krishna Das who does his service. And I cannot leave Vrindavan. No one who has bhakti for Krishna can leave Vrindavan. Krishna himself never leaves Vrindavan. How can I leave Vrindavan? It is not possible. You will see that effect of Vrindavan on the last day of the Giriraj, of the Govardhan retreat. Maybe now you think, oh, I hope I can be back soon in Vrindavan in my comfortable apartment, or I can be home in America and Tehran, but at the end of the Govardhan retreat, you will cry tears. No, I don't want to go. This is the magic of Vrindavan. So, Giriraj waited until Krishna appeared, because there was some very, very important seva for him to do. We hear from the Bhagavatam what is his service. He serves Krishna's cows with fresh grasses. He serves the Lord with drinking water and fruit juices. He has cool caves in which the Lord meets with his beloved Radharani. A very important seva. And one other service is to serve the Lord as an umbrella. I will not tell the whole story because I want to get at a very specific point. I think you all know how the Brijbasis were accustomed to offer Indra Puja every year. And one day Krishna, who did not like this, that his devotees worshipped anyone else than himself, said, stop, worship Giriraj instead. And a big Govardhan Puja was celebrated, which upset Indra so much. Indra was boiling in his own pride. He said, how can these Abhiras, these tribal people who don't have a fixed home, give up Indra Puja and worship instead a rock? And they do this only on the advice of this talkative little boy. I just can't accept this. I will now destroy them all. I will destroy all the people of Braj. I will kill Krishna. I will leave Nanda Maharaj alive. He will have to witness the death of all his kinsmen and his boy. And then I will kill him at the end. This is too much. And so he sent apocalyptic rain flood. When Krishna saw that Indra was now attacking, a sweet thought went in his heart. He said, I have caused this. I have told the Brijbasis to take their offerings to Indra and offer them to Giriraj. At that time, to convince them that Giriraj and myself are identical, I took on the form and devoured all their offerings. And as a result, they are now in serious trouble to lose their life. I must protect them who have given their all and everything to me. And he then, it's described, he just ran under Giriraj, and by running he created a tunnel. Then in the middle, he broke loose and just lifted Giriraj with the pinky. This is pinky. For 7 days. At the first day, he saw how his father, Nanda Maharaj, who was totally afraid for the welfare of all his people and the cows and calves, started to chant the Indra stutis. These are 48 names of Indra in order to pacify the god of rain. When he had only chanted, Nanda Maharaj had only chanted maybe 3 names of Indra, Krishna said, stop, don't worship Indra. I wish that you all worship me. Krishna doesn't want his devotees to take shelter somewhere else. And then he lifted Giriraj for 7 days. Why 7 days? Why didn't he just make and blow Indra to New York or somewhere else, disposed of Indra? Why did he lift Giriraj for 7 long days and nights? My dear devotees, now please listen carefully, because this might help you to understand something deep about this place. He wanted to show that there are 7 kinds of shelters which we need to give up if we want to surrender to Krishna. I remember one Govardhan retreat where Burijan Prabhu gave an unforgettable lecture. He gave many unforgettable lectures. But in that one lecture which I would recall to your attention is, he said, you can see where your bhakti is, what type of devotee you are, by where you take shelter when you are in trouble. When you are just, starting in your spiritual life, or when you are an old devotee who's not glowing any longer because the eagerness has gone, And you take shelter at so many other places, not with Krishna. You know that your faith is still very komal, very soft. And therefore your entry qualification in Krishna consciousness is just starting. When you take shelter when you are in difficulties, Krishna's lotus feet, then you do what is natural for a purified heart. You know, my Lord is my only shelter. You know this. So, for 7 long days and nights, Krishna lifted Giriraj. He wanted first to show that if you want to surrender to Krishna, you need to give up Jeev Ashray. That means people. And their help, for instance, their donations to you or their invitations. Then, secondly, you need to give up Dev Ashraya, other demigods, Rishi Ashraya, Pitri Ashraya. Then, fifth, you need to give Bala Ashraya, that is, taking shelter in your own strengths or your willpower. No, I can arrange my life. This needs to be given up. Dhan Ashraya needs to be given up, your shelter and money. We were talking today on the way here with maybe one of the richest persons in this material universe. He told us we can enjoy this simplicity of Vrindavan now because we have money. But look at the poor people who have no money. For them, this simplicity is a torture. And they are constantly full of desires. We money people can enjoy spiritual life, the others not. Well, that is true for maybe 90% of the people. But those who are devotees of the Lord, and that is a very, very small percentage, should learn to not take shelter in their money arrangements and New York banks and so on. And they should also not think that they can take shelter in their own body. I heard Draupadi, when she was attacked by the powerful Kauravas, she had all these ashrayas, all these shelters intact. Other people, she called for help of other people. See, they are denuding me. Is it called denuding me?
One could call it that.
One could call it this. They make me naked. See, you all are cultured people. Help me. But these so-called cultured people turned away. Finally, she knew she had to surrender to Krishna and threw up her arms, oh Janardhan, but with her teeth, she held fast to her sari. Oh Janardhan, oh Janardhan, Mukunda, help me. But her teeth were still clenched in an attempt to take shelter in Sharira Ashraya, her own her own body and her own strengths. My dear devotees, what Krishna showed here very clearly, that if you surrender to Krishna, he will take and take shelter of him. He will take care of your case. And this Giriraj has shown not only once. He has shown it many times. He has even shown it to the Govardhan retreat, you know, all of you. He has given us now the best piece of land in his shelter so that we can try to build a Govardhan retreat center without rotten milk smell. Hare Krishna, this is the smell which you can smell at the present moment in the air. It's in the air. A wonderful Giriraj, when you take shelter at his lotus feet, will provide you a shelter which will make you cry. My dear devotees, if during this Govardhan retreat you only turn one time in serious prayer to Giriraj, taking shelter at his lotus feet, then this Govardhan retreat is considered a full success by us. This taking shelter at Giriraj and giving up what Prabhupada calls Durashraya, bad shelter, this, my dear devotees, is the motto of this area. Giriraj is the Ashraya giving Lord. He's known for that. He has the pastime for which Krishna needed him most, for which Krishna called him from the spiritual world, is a pastime of giving shelter to those who have personally given up all shelters except for Krishna. When the apocalyptic rains came, the Brijbasis called out, "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Mahabaho!"
Mahabaho!
They cried like this, "Krishna, Krishna, you are not weak, you are strong. You kindly protect us." Huh? And Krishna then protected all of them by taking on the form of this devotee, or this Giriraj, and lifting him high in the sky, and so on. I personally want to really make sure that the thought is not just a thought or a concept or something which you hear as the sun sets in the background and everything looks so romantic and the bull makes his bull sound, you hear him roam. I would really encourage you to make a mental note, maybe to make a knot in your ears for better remembrance, that you are now here, my dear devotees. You have traveled a long, long way. I know why some of you have come, because we spoke before you commenced this journey, you went on this journey, how you thought you should now take your next step. Some of you have just escaped the fire of material misery, and they just came here in the last moments. I know many of you, and you have confided why you're here, and I can assume that all of us who have come here, can think about making the next step in their spiritual life. And my dear devotees, all this becomes so easy if you take shelter at Giriraj's lotus feet. When you take shelter here, what do I mean with this? Very simple. There is five things which Raghunath Das Goswami says should be done in Braj. In his Mana Shiksha, instructions to the mind, he says you should do Archanam, you should worship here. That there's opportunity in the morning programs, and I believe we will all become pujaris at one session and worship Giriraj personally. Then you should do Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. You should throw yourself into this and take shelter there. I would encourage you to observe these sessions which are given. Prashanta will give us a little overview when we are in the Gopinath Garden, where our Pandal tent is, and that will be our next station. Then Raghunath Das Goswami says, do smaranam, you should meditate. In my session, Meeting Krishna, we will have some first-class meditational sessions. I've already ordered 5 green parrots who will wake up those who fall asleep during the meditations. They are already agreed to this. Yes, there's one. And we should do pranam. Pranam karo. Do obeisances sufficiently. These 5 things should be done in this holy land of Giriraj. This is what surrender means in practical terms. Achanam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and Pranam. Bow down, Mister. Bow down, Sister, into the dust of Raj. Yes, that is there, this instruction by Raghunath Das Goswami. So, and think about taking shelter of Giriraj. You can leave this place as the richest, spiritually richest person in the universe. It just takes you this one step to make up your mind to take shelter at Giriraj, like the Brijbasis did, who took shelter and saw Lord Krishna for 7 days and nights, and who spent their time here looking at Krishna as the best festival for celebration. So this is... Thank you very much, Jagat Tarini, Mataji and Purijan Prabhu. These are so nice what you have said. The Giriraj, Jagat Tarini mentioned to us, Giriraj is serving. He's there as a servant. And Purijan Prabhu has told us that there is another dimension to this place. There's what we can see, the Drishtaman Dham, but then he mentioned from the Keshava Ashtakam that here Krishna is now walking by with his cows, cowherd boys, this huge dust cloud, walking dust cloud, some flutes sounds are in the dust cloud of Krishna and the cowherd boys. Yes. I'm very, very, very thankful that you have allowed me again to serve, to try to serve here. I'm very excited somehow. I think this will be a breakthrough Govardhan retreat somehow. I feel it in the air. I don't know. It's like a dog who feels the tsunami is coming and who starts already getting prepared. So I feel also that something is coming here from Giriraj, the king of mountains, something is just rumbling in the distance. Krishna, thank you very much. So what should we do now?
I will read another prayer.
Yes, please.